You are Locked On Vols, your daily Tennessee Volunteers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome into Locked On Vols, your team every day. My name is Josh Ward. Thank you for being here today. I hope everybody had a great weekend. Tennessee's basketball team had another good weekend. The Vols keep on winning. It's now 18 straight wins for Rick Barnes' team. The number one team in the country picked up a 73-61 win over Florida on Saturday. Coming up in the first segment of today's show, you will hear what Rick Barnes had to say about his team as they continue to try to improve and become even better, because realistically, the schedule is going to be a lot more difficult moving forward, especially with the game on the road this Saturday at Kentucky. So we'll get to that in segment number one. Also, Florida's basketball coach, Mike White, has now seen Tennessee twice this season. What he thinks about the Vols after having seen them again this past Saturday in Knoxville. You'll hear that coming up in segment number one. In the second segment of today's show, there was a pretty big change with Tennessee's coaching staff on Friday. Thoughts there? I'll give you the information and ask, are there more changes coming to Tennessee staff? That's coming up in segment number two, and you'll hear from one of Tennessee's basketball leaders in the third segment of the show. One reason why you can probably feel confident that the Vols will be able to keep their focus, which they've done a pretty good job of so far during this 18-game winning streak, a streak that goes back all the way back to November. It was the Thanksgiving weekend when Tennessee lost its only game of the season against Kansas up in Brooklyn. We'll get to all of that right here on Locked On Vols, your team every day. Today presented by Learning RX Knoxville. And remember, the show is available anywhere you get your podcasts. It's Locked On Vols. So Tennessee's basketball team is now 22-1 on the season. The Vols have an 18-game winning streak with the win over Florida on Saturday. Tennessee was able to sweep the Gators. Grant Williams led Tennessee in scoring, as he's done a number of times this season. Williams scored 16 points and had 6 rebounds for the Vols. Admiral Schofield had 14-6. Jordan Bone had 10 points. He was 5 of 11 shooting from the field, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, did turn it over 4 times, as did Lamonte Turner, and Jordan Bowden off the bench. Efficient as he always seems to be, he took only 6 shots from the field and scored 13 points. Also grabbed 5 rebounds for Tennessee in 28 minutes of action. I think Tennessee was happy with the minutes given by Jalen Johnson. Derek Walker played some off the bench. Tennessee was without Eve Pons. You'll hear Rick Barnes with an update on him coming up in just a moment. But Tennessee, it was a game where the Vols never really pulled away from Florida in the second half. Tennessee won by 12 points, and the point spread going in was between 11 and 12 points. It was kind of right where Vegas projected by the end. Mike White, though, has seen Tennessee twice, and Tennessee won the first one in Gainesville by 11 points. That one was much closer than the final score showed, but Tennessee still got out of there with the win. And then in this one, Tennessee was in control of most of the basketball game. Listen to what Mike White said about what he thinks of Tennessee, how he views the Vols, and the way that they're playing.
Terrific. I mean, they're the best team in the country. They're equally as good defensively as they are offensively. I think versatility, discipline, toughness, strength are words I'd use to describe both sides of the basketball for these guys. Defended us at a high level again. They're all very strong. You know, they have an ability to their guards can muscle you and their bigs can move their feet. It's a really good combination. They're always prepared, of course. They're just they're really good.
Extremely high praise from Mike White, who said Tennessee is the best team in the country, and he has expressed that thought before. He said that earlier in the season after Tennessee got a win down in Gainesville. So Mike White with big praise for Tennessee. How can you not offer that up? What else do you say about Tennessee at this point with the 18-game winning streak? I think we all are waiting to see what happens Saturday when Tennessee goes to Rupp Arena. I can't wait for that game. I hope both teams win this week. Tennessee playing against South Carolina, Kentucky playing LSU. I hope both teams have winning streaks going in, because Kentucky has not lost since the SEC opener against Alabama. Kentucky has won now 10 straight games. So it has a long winning streak and would have an 11-game winning streak if it wins this week when it hosts Tennessee on Saturday. College game day is going to be there, so there will be a ton of national coverage leading up to that game. These two teams will play twice this season, Tennessee and Kentucky, both in Lexington and in Knoxville. And Tennessee needs to be focused on South Carolina, and Tennessee's coaching staff will continue to try to work to make sure this team is focused. And I think it would be natural to look ahead a little bit. That's what I'm doing right now, right? Especially with Tennessee having gone to South Carolina and won with relative ease there in Columbia just a few weeks ago. But for Tennessee, they've also done, I think, overall, a good job of staying locked in. Rick Barton said that Tennessee was a bit lethargic in that win against Missouri last week. I thought that was understandable. And Tennessee also won that game by double digits. So I would expect that Tennessee will do a pretty good job of staying focused and being prepared. And Tennessee is going to continue to be challenged by the coaching staff. Rick Barnes talked about both sides of it. Tennessee trying to enjoy what's going on right now while also working to get better. Here's what Rick Barnes said about what his team is doing right now on its 18-game winning streak.
I think you guys know how much love we have for this team and the fact that they've worked hard for what they've gotten. But in terms of win streaks, somebody asked me that out there on the radio, and the fact of the matter is I just say let's win the next one. Let's try to win the next game because their wins are hard to come by at any point in time. The fact that they've done what they've done, they get the credit for it, but I've never thought about win streaks or any of that. I just – my mind has a tendency to – you know, I want these guys to enjoy what they're doing, and I'm probably not the easiest guy to let that happen because I'm always thinking of ways we can get better, and I want to do it right now. But I appreciate their – how hard they've competed. Appreciated the fact they do want to get better. They know we can get better. I think they believe, like our coaching staff, that our best basketball is ahead of us. It's not going to be easy, but they're competitive. And where we are, they deserve the credit. Again, our coaching staff's done a great job with game preps, and we got to continue to do it and see if we can improve.
And I do think it's, again, a statement on how good Tennessee is that the Vols can – look lethargic, I'm using that word from Rick Barnes, against Missouri, and still win by double digits and never appear to be in jeopardy of giving up that lead and running the risk of an upset loss at home. On Saturday, Tennessee did not appear to play its best basketball, but defensively, there's been the question of, okay, how is Tennessee done on the perimeter? Are they going to be able to defend the three-point shot? And that will be a big key for Tennessee coming up in big games, including Saturday up at Rupp. But Missouri struggled to shoot from the outside last week, and Missouri has been a good three-point shooting team this season. And then Florida on Saturday shot 31% from three. Tennessee as an offense shot 53% from the field. Florida shot 36% from the field. Those are numbers I think that Tennessee has to love. When you look at the team assists for Tennessee, the Vols had 17 against Florida. Florida had 11 against Tennessee. The Vols have just been much better than their opponents overall this season, I think, in moving the basketball, taking care of the basketball, and then causing problems for other teams at times. Tennessee actually did turn the ball over one more time than Florida on Saturday. But think about this. Florida made two more three-point attempts than Tennessee, but took 12 more three-point attempts than Tennessee. Florida was not efficient at all. Tennessee was 43% from behind the three-point line. Little things really add up to mean big wins for Tennessee, and the Vols just haven't been challenged much in SEC play. They were in back-to-back games last month, Alabama at home and then Vanderbilt on the road. That's the one that was really scary for Tennessee. They went to overtime. Other than that, I mean, think about since then. Since the game against Vanderbilt that went to overtime, Tennessee beat West Virginia by 17 points, South Carolina by 22, Texas A&M by 17, and then Missouri and Florida by 12 points apiece this past week. Since that Vanderbilt game, which was a scary one, Tennessee has whipped up on its opponents for the most part in the last 2.5 weeks. It's been a really impressive run for Tennessee. It again is going to get more challenging. You're going to hear Admiral Schofield in the third segment of today's show talk about Tennessee's coaches challenging them to compete and why that's going to continue. And also, maybe a look at how Admiral Schofield continues to find motivation. We'll get to that coming up. While the praise is obviously there, more national media members are talking about Tennessee. There will be a lot of talk on College Game Day on Saturday. Tennessee should remain the number one team in the country. I know Duke beat Virginia on Saturday. I would just be surprised if the voters remove Tennessee from the number one spot after beating both of its opponents by double digits this past week. So it'll be a fourth week for Tennessee as the number one team in the country. We are looking at a historic run for Tennessee with still a lot for the Vols to be able to accomplish, moving forward. And we'll get to that coming up in the third segment. Tennessee's motivation, it remains there. That's coming up a little bit later on Locked On Vols. Coming up next, Jeremy Pruitt makes a change with his coaching staff, which means Tennessee says goodbye to a VFL. That's coming up here on Locked On Vols, your team every day. And today it's presented by LearningRx, which I've been really proud to have as a supporting sponsor of the show because of the work that LearningRx is doing. LearningRx is there if you have a child that has struggled with reading, with learning, with an attention span issue. LearningRx can help. You schedule a cognitive assessment, and then after figuring out why is there a problem, where are your child's skills weak, they can then target those. And with one-on-one training, help your child improve with processing facts, improving knowledge, and the ability to retain information. That one-on-one work really can make a huge difference in your child's life. It starts with the cognitive test. It starts with figuring out why there is an issue, and then from there, figuring out how to best attack it. LearningRx is in place on North Shore Drive to help your child, and LearningRx can help people of all ages. I've been by there. I've seen the work that they do. I was really impressed, and I think you will be as well. There are a number of ways to get in touch and to learn more about what LearningRx can do for you. You can go online to learningrx.com/Knoxville. learningrx.com/Knoxville. Find more info on Facebook as well, or just give them a call. Schedule a cognitive assessment at 865-246-6326. That's 865-246-6326. It's for LearningRx Knoxville. News came out on Friday afternoon that Terry Fair was leaving Tennessee's coaching staff. VolQuest had a report that Terry had been offered an off-field position, so it would have been a demotion from coaching cornerbacks to working off the field with Tennessee. So according to that report, he still could have stayed at Tennessee, but no doubt that would have been a demotion, and Terry declined. And very shortly thereafter, with that report coming out Friday afternoon, within an hour, hour and a half, GoVols247.com reported that Tennessee had hired Derek Ansley from the Oakland Raiders to coach Tennessee's defensive backs, which is big news. Ansley was well thought of, I think, with the Oakland Raiders. He has coached with Jeremy Pruitt two different times. Ansley coached the defensive backs in 2016 and 17 at Alabama while Jeremy Pruitt was the defensive coordinator there. And in the early 2010s, when Jeremy Pruitt was working as a defensive backs coach there at Alabama, Ansley was a graduate assistant. This would actually be his second time to join Tennessee's staff. He coached the defensive backs back in 2012 when Tennessee hired Sal Senseri. That was actually the first real opportunity to be a full-time assistant coach for Derek Ansley. He has since coached at Kentucky, Alabama, and again with the Oakland Raiders this past year. And there are a couple of sides to this. Number one, there's a VFL who's essentially losing his job. I know there was the off-field opportunity that was offered to Terry Fair, but realistically, he's being let go by Jeremy Pruitt in that situation. So you see a VFL who I think a lot of people were excited to have come back. A year ago at the signing day celebration, there was a big ovation for Terry Fair when he was introduced to talk to the crowd after he had been hired away from Colorado State. So it's really unfortunate. I will add that personally, in the time that I've been around Terry, and it's actually been a few years since I've had a chance to talk to him face-to-face, but I've always liked Terry. He actually worked in the media a little bit in Knoxville before he decided he wanted to make a run at coaching and started up as a graduate assistant at Tennessee, got an opportunity to be an assistant coach for Mike Bobo at Colorado State, and then was hired by Jeremy Pruitt a year ago to join his first staff at Tennessee. So personally, I really hate to see this for Terry. Derek Ansley is really well thought of, and that is the other side where I think a lot of fans say, hey, go get the best coach possible, and I get that as well. That just is a reminder that it can not go as well as you think sometimes when a former player comes back and joins the school, joins his alma mater. In this case, Terry coming back to Tennessee after having been a really good player for Tennessee in the mid-90s before having a nice career in the NFL. Ansley is well thought of as a recruiter. You have a coaching history with Jeremy Pruitt, and that has to be a big factor for Tennessee's head coach. If you look at Tennessee staff, if you look at it last year and this year, you're going to see a lot of connections with Jeremy Pruitt and previous stops with these coaches. Think about last year's staff. Who did he not have some kind of prior connection to. Tyson Helton, he's gone. Terry Fair, he's gone. I don't know that there was really one with David Johnson, but Jeremy Pruitt had talked to David Johnson in the past and said, we need to work together sometime in the future. So they had almost planned on being on the same staff sometime previously, and that happened. Now, also, we don't know that the staff is complete. There could be more change. There were actually rumors, a few weeks ago, that David Johnson might leave Tennessee staff. That still could happen. Another thing that's interesting with Derek Ansley joining the staff, the expectation is that he's going to make a lot of money. Well, Terry Fair was not very highly paid compared to the other assistant coaches on Tennessee staff this year. So is that money being paid to Derek Ansley with the anticipation that somebody else could leave on the defensive side? And I bring that up as well because there was a report from someone covering the Oakland Raiders who said that Ansley was expected to have a coordinator title added in with him joining Tennessee's defensive staff. Well, Tennessee already has two coaches who are coordinators on defense, Kevin Scherer and Chris Rumpf. Tennessee has co-coordinators, and that's with Jeremy Pruitt calling the defensive plays. So would they really have three co-coordinators on defense with Jeremy Pruitt calling the defensive plays? That doesn't make a lot of sense, does it? Now, maybe this report ends up not being correct. Maybe Derek Ansley doesn't get that title. If you look at utsports.com and the coaching staff page, it hasn't been updated for a while. It does have Jim Chaney there as the offensive coordinator, but the website still has Charles Kelly as the special teams coordinator and safeties coach and still has Terry Fair as the cornerbacks coach. Well, Charles Kelly left a couple of weeks ago to go to Alabama, and we know now that Terry Fair has left Tennessee. So we'll see how the staff shakes out. Do they want to even things out with another coach on the defensive side instead of the offensive side? If that's the case, somebody still has to leave on the offensive side. So we don't know exactly what it's going to be, although the expectation right now, as the staff is currently put together, is that Chris Winkie will coach quarterbacks, David Johnson will coach the running backs, T. Martin will coach wide receivers and be a co-coordinator, with Jim Chaney being the offensive coordinator and overseeing the entire offense, not necessarily being designated to one specific position. Although I would anticipate him spending a good amount of time with the quarterbacks, and he should. So we'll see what happens. I would again say it's really unfortunate. I hate the news for Terry Fair that he's leaving Tennessee's coaching staff, but it is a good hire, I think, to get Derek Ansley. And one other thing with this staff being put together, with Jim Chaney being hired as offensive coordinator on a three-year, $4.8 million deal, and then T. Martin coming in, and now Derek Ansley, expectations are going to rise. One, just because it's Tennessee, but also with the super staff, as I think a lot of people will describe it, recruiting expectations will be very high. Where Alabama and Georgia were in recruiting last week, I think a lot of people at Tennessee, that includes fans and the current coaching staff, will expect to be there next year with the 2020 class. We'll see what happens. But big news, interesting news on Friday with Terry Fair leaving Tennessee's coaching staff and Derek Ansley reportedly joining Tennessee's staff. Coming up, a final segment of Locked On Vols. I'll get back to Tennessee basketball. You will hear from one of Tennessee's leaders, Admiral Schofield, where he might be getting his motivation as Tennessee continues to win. And I'll offer up another compliment to Tennessee and Tennessee fans. Coming up in the final segment of Locked On Vols, remember, if you ever want to send a question or comment in for the show, I'm on Twitter. You can reach me there at @Josh_Ward and on Facebook, facebook.com/Josh Ward. Like the page there if you like, and send me a question or comment anytime, and I'll work those into the show a little bit later this week. It's Locked On Vols, your team every day. So with Tennessee on this 18-game winning streak, I think one question has been, all right, can Tennessee stay locked in? That's been one way that I think coaches and players have described it. Can they lock in? Can they stay mentally focused? And when they go to Kentucky on Saturday, I don't think that's going to be a problem. When Tennessee goes to LSU, that team's playing really well. I don't think that's going to be a problem. The final Saturday of the season at Auburn, I don't think that will be an issue. And to this point in the season, it hasn't really been one. There have maybe been lapses, but what team out there doesn't have some kind of mental lapse at some point? It is a grind of a season. Tennessee has been able to overall keep its focus, appear motivated, and look at the results. Tennessee has an 18-game winning streak. One thing that's helped is Tennessee's coaching staff has continued to challenge the players. Admiral Schofield talked about that, about Rick Barnes and the coaches While Tennessee has been having this success and winning pretty easily against most of its opponents, challenging the players. Admiral talked about that after the win against Florida on Saturday.
He challenged us, but it was more so of us realizing that, you know, winning isn't what it's about. And that's not why we got into playing the game of basketball. Competing is why we got into the game of basketball. That's what we love about basketball. And this week we've been doing a lot more competitive drills, one-on-one, keeping score within our 4-on-4 drills, you know, just really getting the juices flowing. And it really helped us really refocus on why we started playing this game. And, you know, when you're winning so much and winning consecutively like this, you can get lost in it. And, you know, little things become big things. And we don't want that as a team. So we had to get back to realizing why we even started playing the game. So for us, that was just competing.
It's all about competing, and part of it is probably competing with itself. They have big-time goals, and I would again say really good leadership. Admiral Schofield came back saying he wanted to leave a legacy at Tennessee, and I think he's already done that. More wins for Tennessee, championships for Tennessee. Let's see what happens in the NCAA tournament. That would be some kind of factor in what kind of legacy he leaves behind as well. But I think we're talking about one of Tennessee fans' all-time favorite players in Admiral Schofield, and I think that applies to a few players. Grant Williams, Jordan Bone, Bowden. I mean, at this point, I'm going to leave a player out because Lamonte Turner's so well-liked by Tennessee fans. Kyle Alexander, the way that he has developed. I mean, just look at the pregame dunking that Tennessee does. One fly, all fly that Tennessee does. It's so popular with Tennessee fans. The crowd on Saturday at Thompson Bowling Arena looked great with the orange and white checkerboard. I tweeted out a photo by Randy Sarton. Look at that one. It's a really cool shot of the crowd and the orange and white checkerboard, which was really well done in Thompson Bowling Arena. Fans have bought in. Fans have been so supportive. It's a team that is having fun while also playing so well and playing the way that I think fans expect and coaches expect as well. And they've dealt with injuries along the way. Lamonte Turner was out earlier in the season. Remember, Jordan Bowden missed that game at South Carolina. Jalen Johnson and Derek Walker stepped up off the bench. And Jordan Bone and Turner were able to play so well with Bowden out. Jordan Bone is one of the best players in the conference and one of the best point guards in the country. Mike White said after the game Saturday that Bone is the best point guard in the league. So the way that all of the players have developed has just been so impressive. A note for you from Rick Barnes. He did offer this update on Eve Pons, who had a facial injury Thursday at practice when he collided with a teammate and needed surgery. So he didn't play Saturday, but there's hope that he'll be back soon. Listen to what Rick Barnes said Saturday, offering an update on sophomore forward Eve Pons.
He's back. He's got a swelling, as you can imagine, where they had to go in and push that bone back out. But I think today the plan was at some point in time they were going to make the mask. He'll have to wear it for a little bit. So, again, I think he'll be ready by Wednesday.
So that'd be pretty incredible if he's back on Wednesday. They are getting a mask ready. Eve was having some fun with it on social media with a Bane mask that he put on his photo. So Tennessee continues to have a good time. Wednesday, the Vols will play against South Carolina. We will hear from Rick Barnes today, so you will hear more from him coming up on tomorrow's show. One other quick basketball note, Josh Richardson had a career-high 37 points last night for the Miami Heat. It was in a losing effort against Golden State. The Warriors won by 2 points, but a career-high 37 points, 8 three-pointers made by Jay Rich for the Miami Heat. He really has turned into a really impressive player in the NBA. Tobias Harris scored 22 points for the 76ers on Sunday against the Lakers, so he's off to a nice start. The Sixers are 2-0 since trading for VFL Tobias Harris before the NBA trade deadline. Tomorrow, more football talk, basketball talk. I'm going to continue to look at the 2019 class that was signed, talk about guys who might be able to help Tennessee in 2019, because Jeremy Pruitt's hoping it's a pretty long list, and we'll continue to monitor if anything happens with Tennessee's coaching staff. Are there more changes coming? That's something to pay attention to. I would also say there are some salary increases coming for some guys. You can bet that Brian Niedermeyer, after his big recruiting haul, is going to get a raise. He was the 247 Sports National Recruiter of the Year. So a lot to monitor right now with Tennessee, and Tennessee basketball continues to roll as it will go for win number 19 in a row coming up on Wednesday. Thanks so much for hanging out here on Locked On Vols. Remember to rate and review the show if you have time. Thanks to everybody who has done that so far. Keep spreading the word about the daily Tennessee podcast, Locked On Vols. And I'll see you here tomorrow.